Greetings, I'm Jonathan Polevsky, the program director here at WBJC 91.5 FM. It's the second day of Hanukkah, and I wanted to celebrate each day with a program about a special aspect of Jewish music. Some of the pieces are by Jewish composers, others are by composers whose best friends were Jewish, and others were by composers who never met a Jew, but frankly, just got it right. Before we go on, it's my fiduciary responsibility to tell you that support for WBJC and this program, made possible by you, our fantastic members, and by Eddie's of Roland Park, cooking up local chef-prepared holiday dinners. Eddie's local heat-and-serve holiday cooking and delivery is made possible by a staff of 250 valued employees, including butchers and bakers, cooks and caterers, delivery drivers, and more, celebrating the local faces behind the holiday feast. Details on holiday menus at eddiesofrolandpark.com. Support for this program is also made possible by the estate of Ruth Srego Newhouse, a lover and scholar of Jewish music. So without further ado, here's day two. Of course he wrote that, and he also wrote this. And even this. But our story today is about none of these. Our story today is about Misha. Yasha. Tosha. And Sasha. In 1921, George Gershwin and his brother Ira were writing songs literally at the drop of a hat. While George hadn't become the successful classical composer yet, as Rhapsody in Blue was still 3 years away, he was writing some amazing shows and especially songs. His brother Ira was right there with him, providing excellent lyrics to George's infectious music. Back to our story. With the advent of all the strife in Tsarist and later Soviet Russia, Jews were leaving in record numbers and arriving to the golden shores of these United States. Among them were many well-trained musicians, especially violinists, from the conservatories in St. Petersburg, Odessa, and Moscow. The four violinists immortalized in Gershwin's song are Misha Elman, Yasha Heifetz, Tosha Zeidel, and Sasha Jacobson. Just imagine them all descending on the New York music scene at the same time. Also mentioned in the song is the most famous Russian pedagogue, Leopold Auer, who taught three out of our four fiddlers at the St. Petersburg Conservatory. The amazing Viennese violinist, Fritz Kreisler, is also given a nod as the only violinist who can stand up to this incredible Russian-Jewish musical invasion. For lyricist Ira Gershwin, all of this must have been irresistible. He came up with gems like, "We're not highbrows, we're just hebrows anyone can see. Misha, Yasha, Tosha, Sasha, fiddle-dee, fiddle-dee, dee." I can't remember when it was, but some decades ago I was fortunate enough to get an invitation from the Library of Congress Music Department to look at Yasha Heifetz's papers. While I was there, they also showed me, among other treasures, the pencil score of the Gershwin Piano Concerto. They also have the original manuscript of Rhapsody in Blue, for that matter. I asked my colleague if she had ever heard the song Misha Yasha Tosha Sasha, and she replied no. Something must have happened because several weeks later I received a mysterious envelope with a cassette tape recording of the song. I never knew who sang it or exactly how it got to me, but I was thrilled to hear the tune that I had heard about for so long. Sadly, that cassette is now lost, but the recording we hear now by the Funny Boners is from the 1920s and really worth listening to. And so without further ado, Misha Yasha Tosha Sasha, our Hanukkah offering for day two.
Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha. Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha, we're four fiddlers three. We're four fiddlers three. We really think you ought to know that we were born right in the middle of darkest Russia. When we were 3 years old or so, we all began to play the fiddle in darkest Russia. When we began, our notes were sour, until a man, Professor Auer, set out to show us one and all how we could pack them in old Albert Hall. Old Albert Hall, old Albert Hall. Temperamental, oriental gentlemen are we. Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha, fiddly, fiddly dee. We give credit when it's due, but then you must agree that outside of dear old Fritz, all the fiddle concert hits are Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha, fiddly, fiddly dee. We're not highbrows, we're not lowbrows, anyone can see. You don't have to use a chart to see we're Hebrews from the start. Just Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha, fiddly, fiddly dee.
Temperamental, oriental gentlemen are we.
Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha, fiddly, fiddly dee. Shakespeare says what's in a name, with him we disagree.
Names like Sammy, Maximo,
never bring the heavy dough. Just Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha, fiddly, fiddly dee.
Two last things before we go. If you look at the published music of Misha Yasha Tosha Sasha, you'll see that the lyrics are by Arthur Francis. Ira Gershwin was nervous about people thinking he was trading on his brother's celebrity, so he used a pseudonym. I always wondered where it came from until I realized that there were four children in the Gershwin family: George, Ira, Arthur, and Francis. The second thing is that you may well say to me, "So what, Pilevsky? It's just a novelty song." Well, it is a novelty song, but it's a novelty song about one of the most significant classical music events of the early 20th century, and that is the domination of the violin scene by these amazing Jewish kids who were coming out of Russia. It was the violin that allowed many of them to leave the shtetl. Misha Elman can justifiably say that he grew up in the shtetl and eventually played the violin for kings. Misha Yasha Tosha Sasha, indeed. Thanks so much for listening. Chag Sameach, happy holidays, sei gesund, be well, have a latke, a bissel schnapps, and we'll see each other soon. Support for this program was made possible by the estate of Ruth Srego Neuhaus, a lover and scholar of Jewish music.